Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, this is Thatch. Just as a reminder for everybody, if you want to listen to Full Puckle, you can always go over to the main feed and do that. However, if you also are just interested in listening to trivia, remember this happened late 2016, early 2017, so Toucan is definitely an answer, but unfortunately Stack Attack isn't. But I hope you enjoy this trivia segment.
Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the segment of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. So we are going to go ahead and ask five questions of you guys, each worth a point. You also get one hint that you can use throughout all five questions. And if you cash in that hint, you will, if you do not use that hint and get all of the questions correct, you can get an extra point with it. And one of these questions will also be worth 2 points. So are you guys ready?
Maybe.
Yes.
Okay. So, question number one. Some of these were provided by Snag as well, because I encouraged the other co-host
oh,
to
no.
Try
oh,
to stump
no.
you.
Oh, no. So, no. Oh, no. Oh,
no. So, in the manga, blue in the U.S. and green in Japan, so the Gary equivalent, made a comment about how Red wasn't a terrible trainer because he managed to evolve his, and I put in parentheses here, green/blues Machoke. How did Red accomplish evolving this Machoke?
Oh,
I have no memory of this place.
I'm trying to remember and I don't.
Well, first of all, he evolved it because, you know, blue/green temporarily traded it to him. Which I think should count as an answer. But
is that your answer?
I mean, if it's as simple as that, yes. If you want me to describe the sequence in which this happens, then...
I don't need you to describe the sequence.
Because I think it would just be by trade.
Yeah, really. I mean, if it's borrowed. That simple, yeah, our answer is that, of course.
That is correct.
Oh, I thought you wanted something...
That's a point. No, not nothing elaborate. I don't need, like, the whole story sequence. The story sequence actually has... Blue and Green accidentally traded their teams, actually. In the manga at one point. And that is, so they traded their teams, and what happened was Red then, like, handed Machoke back to Blue at one point while they were fighting a Ninetales, and then Blue's just, and then the Machoke's like, I evolved now. And actually, if you read really far into the manga, Blue is known as the quote-unquote traitor. He's known as the traitor because he's like, that's his specialty, which I find as a really odd specialty, but...
It is, yeah.
Even at the end of the Fire Red and Leaf Green manga, he's tasked with figuring out how to evolve Rhydon, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, he is the one who's, like, his thing is completing the Pokédex, so of course he's going to be all about trade evolutions.
Yeah, so it was really cool. But yeah, that's 1 point for you guys. So this next one is also from Snag. In the base set of the TCG, in the United States, of course, there were 6 non-holo rare cards that were Pokemon. Beedrill, Dragonair, Dugtrio, Electabuzz, Electrode, and one other. What was the other rare Pokemon that did not get a holo in the TCG base set?
Can you repeat those, please?
Beedrill, Dragonair, Dugtrio, Electabuzz, Electrode. That's 5. There's one more that's missing.
I can't remember if Rhydon was a rare or uncommon. I don't know. That was Fossil. That was Fossil, not Base Set. Shoot.
Okay. Did Vileplume get a holo?
Yeah, Vileplume with a holo. I think that was in Jungle.
Did No, we were talking Base Set, Shamu.
But I'm saying, yeah, but I don't think Vileplume was in Base Set. That's why I mentioned.
Okay. Did Arbok get a holo?
Not that I know of. Was Arbok a rare?
I'm not sure about that. I mean, I it's been a long while.
And then again, I'm gonna bring Arbok from Fossil. I remember, like, I was looking at old cards recently. So I'm just like, shoot. And I could look at them right now, but I'm not going to.
No, that's against the rules.
I think so.
We're gonna need an answer here.
Oh shoot! Do you want to use the hint, Shamu?
Yeah.
Because we have no idea.
So one, it's a fully evolved Pokemon, and two, the list was in alphabetical order that I gave you so far.
Okay.
So I was saying fully evolved at that point in time.
Can you repeat the list,
sure.
Please?
Okay.
Beedrill, Dragonair, Dugtrio, Electabuzz, Electrode. So knowing it's in alphabetical order doesn't really help you.
No, it doesn't.
So it starts with like an E or later, essentially.
Yeah.
Which is like most of the alphabet.
Oh, that's not
a significant portion. Terrible. A significant portion.
Well, it does rule out stuff like Arcanine. And Arbok. And so you say Vileplume wasn't there? Alakazam totally got a holo, right?
Yeah.
And it starts with an A again.
I don't think
Vileplume. Fully evolved. Just give me 5 seconds. Okay. Could it have been Poliwrath?
Poliwrath had a holo.
Okay.
Shoot.
Ninetales got a holo.
Rapidash
sounds good, actually.
Is that going to be your final answer?
I don't think it got a holo, so.
Just because we can't think of anything else. It might have been uncommon, but.
I don't know,
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I say Rapidash, I guess, because.
Why not? We don't know anyway.
That is unfortunately incorrect. It was not Rapidash. The answer is actually Pidgeot.
Pidgeot got a holo.
Did it get a holo? No.
I don't, might have been in Fossil or something, but I know it got a holo.
It not in base set.
Yeah, but we'll talk in base set.
I know, but I'm just like, I'm thinking Fossil, Jungle, and base set are all like one to me.
They all just like fuse. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. Well, you blame Snag. He wrote the question. So, actually, he wasn't even. Pidgeot's not even in base set. What is this nonsense?
Okay, so we have a problem here.
Oh, man. He is not.
Isn't that Fossil?
Hmm? It's in Jungle.
Oh, Jungle. Okay. I thought there was a Fossil variant.
And it gets a holo. Wait. Maybe he wrote Pidgeotto. Let me double check. He might have wrote Pidgeotto. Pidgeotto might have been a rare.
Checking.
I'm fact checking real quick. I should have fact checked him. I trust Snag. I trust Snag. Let's see. There has to be a TCG card, right? Let's see. Pidgeotto is in the base set, and it did not get a holo. The answer is Pidgeotto. I misread it.
And it is a rare. Okay.
And it is a rare. So you are incorrect anyway. So, okay. So moving on then. We are going to be asking you question number 3. Let me pull my show notes back up. What is the only non-grass type Pokemon to evolve with the Sunstone?
Oh. Mm. Oh, what in the... I know this. I need... Oh.
Okay, okay. Let me think. The Sunstone.
Shoot.
Whoa. Okay. Why is this so hard? We should know this.
This is one of those ones I probably would have rather had the hint for. I would have rather had the hint for this one. It's alright. I was thinking, like, generation. I'm like, what generation? Shoot.
Well, I mean...
Not Gen 1.
Well, obviously.
Oh, man.
Okay. Things that evolve with a Sunstone and are
Dunflora and Oddish.
Dunflora, Whimsicott, Diligant.
I think you're literally missing only the other one.
Yeah. So let's think, what type would it be? It would be like fire or ground or...
This is irking me so much. Sunstone, what? I feel like it's this gen too, and I don't... This seventh gen. And I
seventh just, like, gen?
I don't remember. I just remember needing a sunstone for something.
Oh, what could I not evolve because I used the sunstone on Whimsicott? Let me think.
I'm gonna need an answer.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm gonna be upset after I hear the answer.
Oh, I'm going to be so upset too. Let's see. Could it be a bug type? No, you'd know.
No, it's. I don't think we have anything.
Yeah, let's just say a random Pokemon.
Can we just like do a random number generator and just pray it's the right one?
I mean, I want to say something like Claydol, even though I know it's not right.
Oh, I don't have anything. My God.
He needs an answer. Let's just.
I need an answer. Give me one. You can use an RNG, Shamu. You can use an RNG.
Oh, I can do RNG?
I'll let you.
Just because it's so much fun.
Just to tell you how wrong you are.
Can I just do like a random Pokemon generator?
No. Yeah, okay, sure. Fine. I don't care. Whatever you want.
Actually, that probably won't be the right thing. So.
No, because they'll make you think about it. That's fine. Just do random number generator. Give me a number.
Okay. One through how many do we have?
Seven. We have 800 of them now. 800 of them.
I'll do 800. I'll change that like 151. 644.
That is incorrect.
I thought
so. The answer is actually Heliolisk number 695. To evolve Heliotile into Heliolisk, you need a sunstone. So, it's because he does solar panels and stuff.
Done this, and yet I didn't remember at all.
All right. Unfortunately, you guys are still at 1 point. This next question is worth 2, though, so you have a chance to come back. So,
let's hope so.
Back in Generation 3, Water type was all of the rage. So much so that you get 7.8 out of 10 on its remakes. But also so much so that in Emerald version, only one Elite Four member did not have a water type on their team. Who was it and what was their specialty type? You get a point for each.
The Elite Four is Phoebe.
I think it's Phoebe. What goes water is there?
I mean, not in Generation 3, especially in Emerald. Okay. She had no water types?
I can tell you this right off the back of my hand. Sydney, first one, had Sharpedo. Phoebe, nothing I can think of. And especially in Emerald, Drake had a Kingdra. Glacia, had Glacia Walrein.
It's Phoebe, and her type is Ghost type.
Yeah.
Cool.
That is correct on both accounts. Oops, I hit the wrong button.
Wow.
There we go. Now you have the right music. I hit the button and corrected it. Here, I'll do it again. Okay, so you guys got it right. That gives you 3 points for the day. All right, so final question. It's one that this is the type that I always ask. What? About stats and types and stuff like that, so you get a good answer.
I thought of Pokeballs.
No. I don't always ask a Pokeball question.
No, only when I'm on.
What grass-type Pokemon has the highest base defense of all grass-type Pokemon?
It's Kartana.
Oh, it might be.
I mean,
Angrowth has high, but I think it's only like 100 or 120 or something. It's not 130. I mean,
Kartana is like 120-something or 130, remember. It might be 123 Kartana? I don't know. It has weird stats.
How much speed does it have? How much
Kartana?
Speed? Was it 110
109.
Okay, so defense could be the highest.
I mean, attack is the highest.
Oh, well, as I'm saying, the defense would be the highest overall. Tangrowth doesn't have...
What about Mega Venusaur? Do you remember?
It's like 110 or something, or like 100. It's not out there.
Wait. Ferrothorn?
Ferrothorn has higher. It's got like 130 to 140.
Okay, so it's
Ferrothorn. I'm going to say Ferrothorn.
Are you locking that in?
Yeah, even though if it's Kartana, I'm going to be salty, but yeah.
That is correct, and Cartana would have also been correct as well.
Oh,
they tie?
They're both tied for the highest base defense of all grass types with 131.
131?
Oh. Yeah. So there you guys go. That gives you guys 4 points. So
Ron, suck it.
Yeah, so that changes the ranking significantly.
I mean, I didn't go over Scrawn, you did.
I did, yes, but I did that.
Oops, I'm typing numbers and now my... Oops, I forgot, I hit the wrong sound. I mean, there we go.
I think we should have 2 points for that last one since we got both of them correctly, but...
Yeah, let's go ahead of Scrawn even more. Yeah, I'm game for that.
I mean, oops. I'll stay there. It's fine.
It's fine. Whatever. You know, whatever.
Are you sure?
Okay, and then so let me... okay, so here we go. I am going to reset the rankings here. I kept hitting the soundboard, so apologies to everybody that heard the failed sound music.
That was your fail, Patch.
That is 100% my fault. That was a fail on me. Yep. All right, so the new rankings are as follows. Dr. Shamu in first place with 18 points. Scrawn and Whimsicott tied in second place with 15 points.
Wait,
I'm giving you an extra point because you got both Cartana and Ferrothorn, and I messed up.
I was kidding, but I'll take it.
If you wouldn't have brought anything up, now Bo's going to listen to the show and think it's bullcrap.
He will be outfried.
In fourth place, we have Jushiro with 10 points. In fifth place, we have Bo with 9 points. In sixth place, Snag with 7. In seventh place, Maximus with 6. Tied for eighth, technically, we have Ethan and Beaverla. And in tenth place, we have Viger. And everybody else has yet to get on the board. And welcome to Puckle's Pokey Quiz, where we're going to quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. So as always, guys, lower your browsers. You have to use what's in your noggin to be able to answer these questions. There are going to be 5 questions. One of them will be worth 2 points. And you guys have a hint. And if you do not use the hint, you get 7 points. If you get all of the questions correct, or 6 points, you don't have to get the bonus question. So you guys understand the rules. Are you ready to go?
Okay.
Yeah, I guess
all right, then. So the first question is actually worth 2 points. It also comes from Professor Snag because he wants to try to stump you guys. He's also the trivia master. So Game Corner comes out this week as well, so a shameless plug. So so this first question. In the original Red, Blue, and Yellow games, you can find an Eevee in a building in Celadon City. What other notable location is in that building? And what service would they perform? So 1 point for telling us what's there and 2 points for telling us what they would do.
In the build, what the service was in that building that the Eevee is found?
Yeah. Well, also tell us what the service is or what group is there or something like that, whatever it's called.
Oh, okay.
So if you just name it and you name what they would do, you get 1 point for each.
Shoot.
I have not been playing a lot of Gen 1 lately.
No. I can tell you that
this was also present. This was also present in Leaf Green, Fire Red.
Okay,
I'll give you that for free.
I really have thing is, it could be pretty much anything. That's the problem.
You do have the hint as well, which if you get one of them, you'll probably get the other. Just as a heads up.
Yeah.
Well, is it that the crew that that tells you thank you for playing their game? The creators are they in there?
Oh, that might be actually.
Because don't they give you a certificate, or does a professor give you that once you catch all the Pokemon?
No, I don't think he. I think it might be the creators, because I can't think of anywhere else they'd be. And Celadon would make the most sense since they're generally in the area with the mall, or the big city.
I am gonna need an answer.
I'm gonna go with the game creators, and they just kind of congratulated you for playing. Well, it's not a service though.
Okay. So I'll give you another 15 seconds to figure out what they did for you. It's not really service, maybe a wrong term, but they would do something for you if you met certain conditions in the game.
They'd probably give you items, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but what item though?
Evolutions? No, I don't think evolution stones because of the Eevee. But
would they give you the other two starters you didn't pick? Or no, but that wouldn't work in Pokemon Yellow.
No,
I need an answer.
I.
Just say something.
They congratulate you for playing the game. I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a point for that. That is 1 point. And you guys, so it is Game Freak. They're in there. I took away half the point. I would have given you like half an answer for saying, yeah, they congratulate you for playing the game, because that's technically true. But the other thing they will do is they will give you a diploma if you capture all 150 Pokemon.
Oh, so it was a certificate.
It was a certificate, yeah. Game Freak is located there. They will give you a certificate. What's even cooler is if you had the Game Boy printer at the time, you can print it out. Yeah, you can print out that diploma. So... That is 1 point for you guys. So you guys are still on there. You still have the hint. You're still eligible to cash it in as well. Question number two. The Poke Rap is one of the songs we probably all hold dear to our hearts. Something that we remember from the beginning of the fandom. However, this was tarnished by the making of new Poke Raps for every generation. That were not nearly as good. So the PokéRap GS, the Gold and Silver Rap, highlighted the new Generation 2 Pokémon, but one of them was left out. Which Generation 2 Pokémon was left out of the Pokémon GS PokéRap?
Gotta be kidding. It would be that one.
Like, yeah, I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, I was listening to Gen 1 earlier, but I rarely listen to Gen 2.
So what Gen 2 Pokémon is out of it?
Yeah, what Gen 2 Pokémon do they not... There are 100 Gen 2 Pokemon. They missed one of them.
Celebi?
That would make sense.
That's the first thing that comes to mind, is Celebi, because technically the Mystic Pokemon was released until later on. So I'm just going to go ahead and say Celebi, because what else could I think of?
That is correct. you guys get a point for that, because Celebi is the correct answer. It is the Pokemon that was skipped because it was Celebi. You know, it was the one at the end. So they actually only do 99 Pokemon. That is also one of the, like, so, like, the first PokéRap, they're, like, super into it. This one, they're just like, no, we are not into this.
Wait, they didn't say Mew, didn't they?
They didn't say Mew in the other one either, no. Yeah. They were just not into it. There's a part, they're mispronouncing Pokemon names left and right. It's nuts. It's also really bad and not like really well written at all either. But congratulations. That gives you 2 points for the day. So question number three. Sudowoodo has been known for hiding in a tree, as a tree in the Pokemon games. In Pokemon Go, it just kind of stands still and pretends to be a tree. In Generation 2, it was a tree blocking your path that you had to sprinkle with your, what was it, the, like, whooper pail or something like that?
I thought it was a squirt bottle.
Oh, the squirt. Yeah, yeah. You were right. You were right. Squirt bottle. In Generation 3, you could find it at the Battle Frontier, and you had to use the Whalmer pail on it. It's got a reputation for this. So in Pokemon X and Y, it was possible to catch wild Sudowoodo. But how did you catch wild Sudowoodo? What was the only way to find one?
Really? You could? Oh, man.
Friend Safari? Were they in the Friend Safari?
Huh. Rocks Friend Safari.
Or was there another way to get them? Because I thought they were in Friend Safari, but, Let's see. What other places?
I should state main game. I'll state main game.
Oh, okay.
Main game?
That wouldn't be that. X and Y. Okay. Let's see. Trying to, like, map myself through the whole game. Shoot.
Oof.
I want to think Rock Smash, but I don't think that's correct.
No, I think the only Pokemon like Boldore and Geodudes are the only ones in
the game. Yeah, exactly. So. That's what I was thinking, yeah. That's kind of a harder one.
You do have the hint as well.
Yeah.
Do you want to hit you in on this one?
You can still get the point. You can still get the point. Yeah. You can still get the bonus point.
That's right. You said you only need to get the least.
You just need to score on every question, if that makes sense. Just have to score on every question.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. Yeah. Shoot.
I'm gonna need an answer.
I guess we might have to use a hint here.
Okay.
But I can't. If we get it wrong, we're lose the point anyways.
It was in the Pokemon Village area.
Where you can get Ditto?
Yeah, yes and no. And it was also a special kind of battle.
Oh, wasn't that a...
specific to Gen 6.
Horde battle. God. Nah. Via Horde in the Pokemon Village area. Because that's the special battle in Gen 6 was the Horde.
I need more details.
Wait, what do you mean more details?
Okay, I mean, is that your final answer? Will you go with Horde battle?
I would say so. I just can't think of any other detail that would go along with it.
All right, I will accept that.
You mean what Pokemon was with in the Horde battle?
What Pokemon was it with? So I already gave you the point. You guys get a point. It is a Horde battle in Pokemon X and Y. It's a mixed Horde with Trevenant.
Okay.
So it's four Trevenant plus a Sudowoodo, which is pretending to be a tree, which is why I had the lead up.
I remember that.
Which is why I led up to it in such a way. But okay, good enough. Okay, so question number four. So Pokemon likes to use the anime to reveal new Pokemon before they're officially released in games, not including the movies. What was the first Generation 4 Pokemon to be seen in the anime, not including the movies?
Okay, so Generation 4, we've got...
Owned by a well-known, a recurring character, I should say.
Oh, was it Mime Jr.?
I think it had to be Mime
Jr. What other options are there, though? I'm thinking...
Cynthia wasn't shown in the third gen, was she?
But was there a trainer with fourth gen Pokemon that randomly popped up? I know third gen there was, but was there one for fourth gen? Because there's a recurring character that happened a lot. I'm assuming it's James with Mime Jr., but... Oh, what other Pokemon are there that would have been, like, fitting that category? Was Happini in that point? Oh. And I think Happini was fourth gen.
No. Happini was fourth gen, because I remember Sudowoodo being with them.
Yeah, Krogon happened before them, too, I think, as well. So, first I'm going to say Mime Jr., but is there anything else?
I can't think of anything else.
I think I'm just going to lock in Mime Jr. then.
That is probably correct. I messed up.
What?
So I'll give you the point.
wow.
I apologize. I misread the piece of trivia that I built the question out of. because I was reading it about Electivire and I misread it. Electivire was the only Generation 4 Pokemon in the anime that debuted before the Diamond and Pearl series without debuting in a movie first. So the answer is probably more than likely Mime Jr. So I will accept that answer.
Gary did have Electivire too.
Gary had Electivire, but the other ones, Mime Jr., Munchlax was owned by May. I completely forgot about all of these.
I forgot about Munchlax too. Oh my god! Yeah, Gen 3 totally.
We're all awful, so it's fine. you guys got the point. That's 4 points for today. So we're gonna go on to the fifth question, a type of question that I ask almost every week, and I'm gonna ask you guys about base stats.
Here we go.
So, what poison type Pokemon has the highest base defense? So, poison type, highest defense. Physical defense.
It has to be Toxapex.
I know Toxapex has over 100. Drapion has about 100.
Toxapex is definitely higher.
It's like 130, 140, if not higher. I think it's 140. It's got like high defense and special defense.
Was there a second part of that question? Because I want
to. No, I just need to know what poison type Pokemon has the highest base defense.
Okay.
Is Toxapex your final answer?
I want to say yes.
We're excluding Arceus, right?
Yeah, you exclude Arceus for this. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't matter anyway. But
that
is correct. Toxapex is the poison type Pokemon with the highest base defense. And so that gives you 5 points. It has a base defense of 152, actually, which is ginormous.
Yeah, it was like 140 something. I'm like,
yeah, so it's ginormous. Higher. Yeah. Way higher than any other poison type Pokemon. So good to know. Good information for everybody. That is going to be it for Puckle's Poke Quiz this week, though, guys. That gives you guys 5 points.
So,
that's.
I feel like I just screwed everybody over.
to some extent, but Maximus, fear not. Shamu has not won yet. I stopped it, and it starts playing the noise all over again. And so we have Maximus right there, and we have Shamu right here. And so... let me highlight this. You also had a bad question this week. Part of this is on me. If anybody wants to get mad, I'm sure tomorrow in the host chat, I'm going to hear it. So, when it comes to trivia points, like I do every week. So, let's see. We are going to do largest and smallest. So the new standings are as follows. Maximus, you jumped a lot of places actually today. So
Yay.
Feel proud. So Shamu is in first place with 23 points. So Shamu is a perfect week away from winning those coasters. Scrawn and Whimsicott are tied for second place with 15 points. Maximus, whoa, you are now in fourth place with 11 points. Jushiro is in fifth place with 10 points. In sixth place is Bosifus with 9 points. In seventh place is Snag with 7 points. Technically tied for eighth place is, are Ethan and Beaverla with 5 points. And in 10th place, we have Viger with 4 points. And everybody else has yet to get on the board. So, that's where we are. Shamu, you're really close to locking this down.
That's
points away. 7 points away. First to 30 gets the fancy coasters. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-hosts on their innate Pokemon knowledge. So as always, guys, no browsers allowed here because this is a no-browser zone. You need to use what's in your head noggin to get all of these questions correct about Pokemon. This week, because Shamu could potentially win the trivia points by hitting 30, Whimsicott opted to answer all of the ask all of the questions. So, which helped me out really a lot because I usually do them before the show, but I accidentally fell asleep before the show, so it really worked out. So, if you guys are ready, though, we'll jump in. Of course, you guys get 1 minute to answer each of these questions, and you also have a hint, which you could cash in at the end for an extra point, which would give you a total of 7 with the bonus point for one of the questions. So, if you guys are ready, I can start with the first question.
All right.
So, number one. As Pokemon games evolved and added new types, and new types were added, several Pokemon changed type to reflect this. For example, Magnemite became Steel-type in Gen 2, Gardevoir became Fairy-type in Gen 6, but what is the only Pokemon that ever had its type change to a pre-existing type?
Ooh, okay. Changed a type change to pre-existing type.
Yes.
I think I have an answer for it.
Go for it.
Rotom.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Actually, I'm going to say that, yeah.
That is correct. Rotom from Generation 4 to Generation 5. Not Rotom itself, but Rotom Wash, Rotom
the
Heat,
forms,
Rotom
all
Fan.
Of the
yeah,
forms
all the forms changed
lost
their types
their
from.
Ghost typing.
They lost their ghost typing and picked up the typing of whatever move
the
they
form,
they would pick out. Yeah, the form. So that is good. That is 1 point, guys. That is correct. And so we are going to move on then to question number two. Shamu, you're looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, got 1 point.
So question number two is going to be in the Pokemon Adventures manga.
Oh,
Ruby,
no, just lost.
I might
Ruby,
be able to guess this one.
Ruby is a peculiar protagonist. He refuses to have Pokemon battles and is only interested in raising his Pokemon to be beautiful and succeed in Pokemon contests. Which of the Hoenn starters did he receive from Professor Birch?
Like,
okay. I should, like, I know this information has been presented to me at some point.
If it was like the red, blue, and yellow, I would have been able to probably
do
something.
Okay,
like,
so Sapphire is the one who battles, and Ruby is the contest person.
I would think so, yeah.
Yes, okay. Which is the most beautiful starter? We know that his water type becomes a Milotic, so that scratches out Mudkip. So it's either Torchic or Sceptile.
I think it's
Trico, whatever.
We're gonna need an answer here in 15
Sapphire
seconds.
Sapphire is inspired by May, right? So wouldn't Sapphire have Combusken? Or I mean, wouldn't Sapphire have Torchic? So that would give Trico to Ruby.
I'm fine with that.
I don't know. It's 50-50. Let's say that he has Torchic.
I'm fine with that.
That is unfortunately incorrect.
Then it was true. Wah, wah, wah.
The answer is actually Mudkip.
Darn it!
He actually picked Mudkip, and he named it Mumu. Or Mumu.
Why
is
he gotta
M-U-M-U.
Have so many water types? Of course, yeah, because it's Hoenn. Never mind.
Because it's Hoenn.
Never mind. Yeah.
7.8 out of 10. Too much water. That's incorrect. So we'll move on to the next one. Question number three. It says C on my sheet because Microsoft. The Master Ball, the crown jewel of Silph-Co, can catch any wild Pokemon in the main series game without fail, except for two. Except for two. So 1 point for each of these two Pokemon that you can name that cannot be caught with the Master Ball.
And it's going to be a tiny wild, we're saying wild Pokemon, not just Pokemon in general.
Yeah, we're not talking about like trainers Pokemon.
Okay. I just meant like, for example, like a Mudkip. Like, are we saying?
Yeah,
like,
no, we're not talking about like starters and stuff. We're talking about wild Pokemon.
And there's two Pokemon it doesn't capture.
Yeah, two of them. So a point for each.
So essentially, it'd be some sort of event or something.
Well, these are wild Pokemon. Yeah. These are wild Pokemon. They are wild
Pokemon
in the game.
That you're like, well, like what about like Safari Zone?
Ooh. I heard nothing, so that means that's a possibility. So it's had to be a Safari Zone exclusive.
Exclusive. What about Chansey?
Dratini? I was saying,
is this in the entire series or just like in the original game?
We're gonna go throughout the entire series, and we're gonna say it's not like a normal encounter because you guys are just going way off the beaten trail. These are encounters you are forced to have.
Oh,
okay. So it's an encounter you're forced to have.
Yes.
No.
Shoot. No.
Would Sudowoodo be one? But then, no, you can get another game of Master. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just either hint, because we lost the bonus point already, and we can use it to get 2 points here.
Sure.
So, yeah, because like.
Oh man, that is going to be a rough one to give a hint for. Okay, so one of them is in Gen 5. And it's an encounter you're forced to have, like I said. And then the other one is an encounter you run into the story in Generation 1. They're both story-specific encounters.
Okay. Oh! I know what one of them is. It's Cubone's mother.
I will accept that one as correct, just so you guys know.
Okay.
That is correct. That's one. And so I'll give you another minute to answer the next one.
And the encounter and Pokemon are in Generation 5, or is it just the Pokemon in Generation 5? Like,
both?
Okay. I just wanted to... So something in Gen 5... Oh, what was...
Well, it's be black, too, white, too.
Yeah, Zoroark wasn't the fourth encounter. Shoot, what was the... Oh, my God. I can't remember what the fourth encounters were in that game.
Against a wild Pokemon.
Yeah, it's like... I can't remember what they tried to give you, essentially. And that's... I don't know. The first time you found Kyurem, I think, was against... I got this.
Yeah, it's going to be... No, wait. Yeah.
Kyurem?
Is it the black Kyurem and white Kyurem?
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah,
because you don't catch it at that point. It's just a plot battle.
That is correct. I'm just going to accept it so we can move on for the sake of time. But that is correct. So that gives you a total of 4 or 3 points so far. Question number 4. Before Professor Kukui handed us our trainer passport upon our arrival to Alola, for a long time our trainers carried a trainer card chronicling their progress through the game. This trainer card would change color as you collected stars upon certain achievements. In Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire, you get a total of 4 stars. 3 are obtained by getting a record in the Hall of Fame, completing the regional Pokedex, and by defeating 50 trainers in a row in the Battle Tower. How do you get the 4th star?
Is it the National Pokedex then? If you get one for the regional decks, then you get one for the National decks.
This is in Ruby and Sapphire.
The original, okay.
Not Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire.
It's either that or it had to do with contests.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because I thought it was obtaining a master rank in like some of the contests or something. I just don't remember all. I just don't remember all the details. I'm just trying to think what else it could be. Because there's not much else you can really do other than contests and the national decks. I think it might have been just like the contest because the national decks would just been the Game Freak congratulating you, if anything.
Okay, then let's go with that.
Master rank and all the contests or one of the I don't know if it's one or all, but it was,
let's just say contests.
Sure.
That's so gray area of an answer.
So let's say it's for getting in all of them.
I will accept that as an answer. If you get master rank in all of them, it's technically correct, but what you need to, it's technically insufficient. You need to actually get... I'll give you the point. You get the point, so...
Yay!
4 points. but It's insufficient in the fact that it's you get the star for actually getting the paintings in the Lily Cove Museum, not for
which
winning the
Master Rank. Which you acquire
by winning the Master Rank contest, but you also have to speak to the NPC to actually have that happen.
Well,
so there's an additional qualifier, but that's the gist of it. That's the main point. So you get the point.
Yay! That is so obscure. Fluffiest, why are you coming for us this way?
Well, because Shamu can win, but he can't anymore. But all right. So question number five. I ask one of these every week. What flying type Pokemon has the highest base HP?
Drifblim.
That sounds like a good guess.
Is that your final answer?
Let me think about it for a minute. I'm pretty sure it's Drifblim.
Drifblim's like, Drifblim is really high.
I'm trying to think of any other options. No, it's Drifblim.
That's your final answer?
I'm going to say yes.
That is correct. Drifblim is the final answer. Drifblim has the highest base HP. I do not know what it is because Whimsicott wrote the question. Sounds right.
It's really high.
It's really high. A lot of HP.
I'll look it up because we're done with this. So.
let me pull up my my sheet because it crashed on itself when I. Oops, this is out of date horribly. Okay, so we are just going to forget that I did not.
150. Okay, that's close.
The good news is Shamu is not winning or did not win. He is at 28 points, so all the other co-hosts have a chance to catch up to him. I do not know what the score is off because my sheet crashed and it reverted to an older version. So I will get the points for you guys next week. But that is it for this week's Poke Quiz. We'll wait for Shamu to pull up the base HP.
Oh, it's 150. Then.
150, okay. And on to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the show where we – or the part of the show where we quiz your co-hosts on their innate Pokemon knowledge. So, of course, that means no browser windows, guys. You got to use what's in your noggin. So, as always, there are going to be five questions. There's going to be a potential for 7 points. Whether or not you use the one hint you were provided will determine that because you can cash that in at the end of the round if you don't have – if you have answered all of the questions correctly. So – we will go ahead and do that if you guys are ready.
I'm ready.
All right. So we have 5 questions. So I talk a lot about Infernape lately. Infernape was a great lead in Gen 4 because he didn't have team preview. You could use the fake out. You could use the stealth rocks. And it's got access to U-turn. So it's a pretty decent Pokemon. It can be run both specially and physically. And so it gets Mach Punch naturally. It levels up learning Mach Punch. And so it actually has access to the move Vacuum Wave as well. And so I was wondering if you guys knew, how does Infernape learn the move Vacuum Wave?
Oh, jeez.
I feel like everything is telling me that it's an egg move of sorts.
An egg move. That seems like a good option. Well...
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or not, though.
So. No.
I think the question should be better phrased. How can you legally obtain an Infernape with Vacuum Wave in Gen 7?
Okay, because if you were going to say that, then I would have said Action Replay, but...
You can obtain this Infernape in Gen 7.
No. It can get to Gen 7. You're allowed to transfer.
I see.
Okay.
So everything back to Gen 3.
I see.
Get Gen your 4. Infernape from Gen 3.
Gen 4.
Get your Gen 3 Infernape, Scrawn.
I know, like, Riolu and Lucario were prominent users of Vacuum Wave. I know
that's
that.
That's true. That Thatch is talking, though, makes me think that it, like, moved up from previous generation.
Yeah, I feel like it's not... It's like a Gen 5, 6 or something.
And with that piece of information, I'd say we just go with like move tutor, or is that too broad?
That's too broad. I need at least a generation that the move tutor's from.
Okay. Wait a second. Most rare move tutor moves appeared in black 2, white 2. So if I had to guess, I would say move tutor gen 5.
Is that your final answer?
That would be my guess, Figer. You can go.
I'd support that too, because
that answer is unfortunately incorrect. It is actually Heart Gold Soul Silver. It's a Gen 4 move tutor. That is the only time Vacuum Wave was learnable via move tutor, by the way. And that is the only way Infernape can get it. You gotta get a Gen 4 Infernape. So back in Gen 4, guys.
In Gen 4. Ha 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 ha.
So this next question is worth 2 points. 1 point for each answer. Okay. So some Pokemon like Marowak have an item like the Thick Club, which is known as their signature item because it'll do an effect only for that Pokemon. I guess that one will also work with Cubone, but you get the idea. So both Farfetch'd and Chansey also have signature items. So what are the signature items for these Pokemon? 1 point stick for each.
Stick and Lucky Punch.
Yeah, I was just about to say Lucky Punch is
that your final answer?
Stick and Lucky Punch, yes, absolutely.
That is correct on both accounts. The stick will give – actually, with the way that Gen 6 changed the critical hit calculation, if Farfetch'd is holding the stick and has a move such as Night Slash, it's always a critical hit. Fun
fact.
That
actually would be really good if Farfetch'd has been stuck.
Because I think Farfetch'd actually gets a lot of high crit chance moves as well.
Like Slash, maybe, I think.
Yeah, it gets Slash. I think it gets Night Slash as well. I'll have to double check, but I think Farfetch'd gets some decent moves like that. And Chansey also gets Lucky Punch. So those are correct on both accounts. So we'll move on to question number 3 then. In Pokemon Sun and Moon, we got 81 new Pokemon. And it turns out that one of them has base stats worse than Sunkern's. Sunkern's base stat total is 180. What Pokemon did Sun and Moon give us that gave us a base stat total of less than 180?
Oh, geez. My initial reaction says Wishiwashi.
I was in, like, solo form.
Yeah, but let's think about this a bit.
That could be a catch-22 because the school form changes literally everything.
Mm-hmm. Let's think about this just a little bit.
Because Lord knows we don't have enough time to...
never enough time.
Now let's see, the weak pathetic Pokemon in Gen 6
7
7 1
you're gonna need an answer in about 10 seconds.
Every fiber of my being is saying Togetomaru is the worst Pokemon who's ever introduced.
No, let's just go with Wishiwashi.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Yeah, I will say Wishiwashi solo form specifically.
That is correct. Wishiwashi solo form has a base stat total of 175. So it is absolute garbage.
Until
it's school form. But yeah, Wishiwashi solo form is absolute hot garbage.
Yep.
And it is it's a fun Pokemon, though. It's a fun Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. I love its gimmick.
Yeah. So that gives you guys 3 points for the day. So good job there. We're going to be moving on to question number 4 then. And this one was geared for Vigor. So Vigor, I know you love steel types.
I know it.
So every generation outside of Generation 1 has introduced Steel-type Pokemon to us. What generation introduced to us the most Steel-type Pokemon?
Most Steel-type Pokemon. And this also doesn't include full evolution lines, like all 3 stages.
It's all Pokemon. All Steel-types. Yeah, okay. even like an evolved form of a Pokemon.
Like a 3-stage evolution form. Okay.
Yeah, that would count as 3.
Okay. And that's introducing. It's like these Pokemon.
Yeah, so these are Gen 5, or not Gen, I almost gave away the answer.
Ah.
These all have to be in the same gen.
Yeah, so. Well, now I got a Gen 5 on the mind. Don't know why, but.
Yeah, I didn't say anything, right?
And I'm just trying to think. It has to be.
It could be Gen 4, though.
Yeah, I'd like
to say. Or Gen 3, or Gen 2.
My biggest... Well, not Gen 2. My biggest thing is I'm thinking it's either Gen 3 or Gen 5, simply because of the Aggron line and Metagross line for Gen 3.
And
Mawile as well. And Gen 5 has the Clink Clank line, and I'm trying to think of anything else.
Clink Clank, Ferrothorn.
Rawthorn, yeah.
And it also had...
I'm trying to think as well.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Gen 4 didn't add a lot of steel types. It had a lot of steel types, but didn't add a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm going to need an answer.
I'm thinking Gen 5 just to be on the safe side because they could have like Cobalion, stuff like that. Just random stuff you don't really remember, you know?
Yeah, just the random ones as well might add to it as well.
Gen 5.
Gensect was one as well.
Gen 5 then is your final answer.
Final answer.
That is correct. I totally didn't give it away. It is Generation 5. It introduced 12 Pokemon, 12 steel types.
Thatch, we won't even ask for a half point this time.
You won't even ask. Oh, thank you so much.
Because you gave us a full point.
Okay, so that gives you guys 4 points for the day. So we're going to go to question number five. So last question. So
just prior, like the question.
Can't count.
Prior to the release of Generation 4, CoralCoral held a contest where the fans could name a move in the new upcoming Pokemon games Diamond and Pearl, and it was successfully done. What move was it? What move introduced in Generation 4 was named by the fans?
Hint time. Contest. Hint time. It's our last question.
It is a dragon type move.
All right. Okay, so Gen 4 dragon type move. Okay. Well, the first thing that comes to mind.
Gen 4, you said?
Yes. Yeah, four dragon type moves. We've got Special Rend. We've got Roar of Time.
We got Draco Meteor. Was that? Something tells me it's like Gen 5. I could be wrong with that, too. No, it was Gen 4 because in the anime asked teachers to handle Draco Meteor.
All right, well, let's keep thinking. Let's keep thinking, man. Let's keep thinking. Not too much time.
I'm just thinking. Weird named moves.
Shizzle that. Dizzle fizzle. Is it? Question.
It's a dragon type move. That's the big kicker. Every fiber of my being is saying Draco Meteor.
Okay. Yeah, let's go with it.
Because it's like it was a brand new move to the gen. Almost every dragon type can learn it. There's only one special move tutor that can teach you that. And it has to be a dragon type to know it.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is that your final answer?
It's fan recognition. So I will say Draco Meteor.
That is correct on that account. Oh, so that is 5 points for you guys today. Draco Meteor was the move that was named by the fans. That's actually, I didn't know that trivia until today, and I thought that was really cool.
That is. I didn't know there was a move named after by the fans.
Yeah, neither did I until today. So that changes the standing slightly.
Slightly.
Slightly. Shamu's still in first. Spoiler alert. Shamu's still in first. Let's go with the new standings. The new standings have Dr. Shamu in first place with 28 points. Scrawn is following up close, not too far behind, in second place with 20 points. Fluffiest Whimsicott is in third place with 15. Mr. Maximus in fourth with 11. Jushiro in fifth place with 10. Tied for sixth are Bo and Viger with 9 points. Snag is in eighth place with 7. Ethan and Beaverlaw are tied for ninth with 5. And that is those are the standings right now, guys. And we will, I guess Sublime also has 5 points. He's also tied for 9. So there we go. And everybody else has yet to get on the board. So join us in next time, and hopefully Shamu isn't here to break the ladder. He's been on a lot recently, though, so he's on cooldown. So
yeah.
It's still anybody's game.
Yeah.
Give him a whole bunch of trivia that he doesn't know that everybody else does.
Yeah, you guys can totally do that.
Highly unlikely. We're still holding off to that.
You guys can totally do that. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. As always, there are going to be 5 questions, a total possible 7 points because you get one hint. But if you do not use the hint and get all of the questions correct, you get an extra point. One of these questions will also have a bonus point. You don't need to get both points to be able to cash in the hint. As always, understandable rules, right? I think that people who are new can understand those rules. So we're gonna ask you guys some questions. Of course, no internet browsers. You have to use what's in your noggins. So we're gonna go ahead and get right into it then. So first question. Most of these were provided by Scrawn as well, by the way.
Oh no.
Three of them were provided by Scrawn. The first three, to be exact. So as always, I encourage the co-host to try to stump their fellow co-hosts. So here we go. Question number one. This Pokemon, hunted viciously by its natural predator, is the only bug type to learn acid armor by level up. That's the question. So what's the Pokemon?
He's a prey. He's being preyed upon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Acid armor. Isn't it the, no, never mind.
You're thinking, the first thing that came to mind for some reason were the bugs from Gen 5 that, like, they inter...
Oh, they, when you trade them, they evolve?
But I think I only thought of that because, you know, one of them has an armor of sorts.
Yeah, acid armor. Yeah, I got nothing.
Lots of bug types are hunted viciously by their predators, but oh, you know what it might be? Could it be Durant?
Yes, it could be. It could be Durant.
Because it has a whole thing with Hitmore.
Yeah. I don't know if it learns acid armor, but it wouldn't surprise me either.
I mean, it's kind of a shot in the dark, so...
Yeah.
I'm going to need an answer, though.
Go ahead, Fluff. I'm going to back you up.
Okay, we're going with that. Okay, Durant.
That is unfortunately incorrect. The answer, you were so close. The answer is actually Shelmet, which is...
I was right!
You were on the right track, and then you didn't have it.
I must have known at some point, because Shelmet was my very first thought.
All right, so...
We gotta go with instincts. We gotta go with instincts now.
I mean, so, we are Team Instinct, so yeah, we've learned something today.
So the next question is a little bit of TCG history trivia.
Here we go.
Kind of, sort of. It'll help you if you know it. If you don't know it, you can still answer the question. So, in the EX Crystal Guardians set, do you remember that one, Jushiro?
I do remember, just not the details.
This Pokemon appears as a Fire Steel type. Ash battles in a tournament with this Pokemon close to the episode where he faces Gym Leader Chuck as well. Who is that Pokemon? So in the anime, Ash battles with this Pokemon in a tournament close to the episode where he faces Gym Leader Chuck.
And it's a fire what?
In the card game, well, in Crystal Guardians, yeah, it appeared as a Fire Steel type.
Damn.
And Crystal Guardians is one of those sets, you know.
Did Crystal Guardians change the type entirely, Jushiro?
It mixed them up.
It was the Delta species thing.
Yeah, I remember it was that, but I'm unsure on the mechanics because I never had any of those cards.
And the problem is that steel, many things became steel, so that's not really help. not too helpful.
Focus on the other part then.
The fire.
Yeah, the fire one.
No, the other half where Ash battles with it in the tournament. Oh. Right,
I never watched that part of the anime.
Oh my
I have
gosh!
Yeah.
Chuck. Well, what
I could have totally answered this.
Yeah.
What gen is Chuck?
Fluffy?
That's like Gen 2?
No, I don't think so. It's probably Gen... wait, Chuck is that guy from Gen... I want to say Gen 4.
Gen 4?
Yeah.
Ash battles with him with that? I can't remember.
Yeah, but Crystal Guardians wasn't a Gen 4 set.
Okay, we're going to have to shoot one in the dark here. Again.
Do you want the hint since we can't cash it in anyway? Or do you want to keep that for the question?
No, let's do the hint this time around.
Okay.
So Scrawn gave me a hint, but I'm not going to use it. I'm sure he's listening right now. This is a Gen 1 Pokemon.
Mm.
And Chuck is a Gen 2 gym leader. I'm going to throw that out there so you guys...
I got it right the first time.
Yeah.
Gen 1 Steel Fire from Crystal. Ash uses it in a tournament. Somehow I feel I know this, and it's an obscure Pokemon that he had never used before. I have vague memories of this episode.
When you say obscure, do you mean something crazy like Girafarig or something?
Maybe something that he never used. It was like he used it on that tournament, Kingler, I think it was.
Mm.
I mean, it would make sense for Kingler to be Fire Steel in the Delta Species series.
Okay, let's go with that if you think it's...
I'm going to go with Kingler.
That's your final answer, and that is correct. Kingler is the Pokemon.
Yeah! So,
because Ash uses Kingler in the Whirl Islands tournament.
Yes, I knew
they
that.
They have a Whirl Islands tournament near Chuck, who is on Cinnawood in Cinnawood City on an island. So that's where that goes. Yep. So we'll move on then. This next question is worth 2 points. It has to do more with Pokemon hunting each other.
Mm. Whoa, Scrawn. Someone has that's a nice little fetish.
Yeah. Also, I think he got the Pokemon's generation wrong, actually, in the description. So this Generation 6 Pokemon is hunted viciously by a Dark-type Pokemon based on a creature from American folklore. Now, I need both the Pokemon that's being hunted and the hunter. One point apiece. You only need 1 point to cash in the hint. That doesn't exist.
Wait, is the gen correct, though?
Hmm? The gen is correct. I corrected it myself.
Oh, okay.
It's a Generation 6 Pokemon that's being hunted by a Dark-type Pokemon that's trying to eat it.
Okay, so...
And the Dark-type Pokemon is based on a creature from American folklore.
Okay, so the Dark-type Pokemon is probably not from Gen 6, then?
What Dark folklore Pokemon, American folklore, we have?
Sableye!
Ooh.
Sableye and Carbink!
There we go.
Are those your final answers?
Yes.
That is correct on both accounts. You guys are at 3 points today. It is Carbink and Sableye. So there we go.
I remember that because Sableye is based on like a UFO sightings. Like,
yeah.
Exactly. In thingy from a U.S. town. Yeah.
All right. You've made it through Scrawn's questions.
Woo-hoo!
The rest of them are by me. So if you watch the Pokemon anime, particularly, I believe it's season 5, you know that Kecleon was shown in the Johto region way before the release of Ruby and Sapphire. In that particular episode existed a purple Kecleon, which was speculated after the official announcement to be the shiny version of Kecleon. Though that disappointingly turned out not to be the case.
Yeah.
What is Kecleon's shiny sprite look like?
It's exactly the same, but the stripe is a different color.
Yeah.
I need a description of what color it is, though.
I think that becomes like I think it goes from I think that's the part that becomes like purplish. Do you remember, Jashiro?
I love that they put a color question here because if you listen to the TCG, you guys know that I'm bad with colors.
It is one of. I just need colors described in the 8 box of crayons. I don't. I know other colors required here.
Okay.
Oh man, is it purple? I don't remember it being purple, but I could be wrong.
I think what color is the stripe usually?
Isn't it like a yellowish?
I think so, and I think it goes either blue or purple, or maybe pink. Let me think. I want to say that it goes hot pink or purple.
I'm going to have to let you do this one because...
Okay, so I'm going to say it goes fuchsia because that's between those colors.
Well, you did say one of the colors
that is
in the sandbox.
You're like half correct. I'll give you the point because it is a different color stripe. And it goes blue, and purple's close to blue. It originally is red.
I did say indigo-ish.
Yeah.
So I'll give you the point. That's correct.
Woo,
all right.
Okay, good.
So final question. It has to do with stats. So you guys are at 4 points, and you're doing pretty well. So I always ask about stats. So we're going to talk about speed today. And so I want to know what water-type Pokemon has the highest base speed right now in Pokemon. This includes Mega Evolutions, all forms, everything.
It's Ash Greninja, I think. Mm. What do you think, Jashiro?
Fastest, let's go over them real quick in 60 seconds. Fastest water-type. Water-type has never been known to be too fast.
I mean, Greninja is really, really fast.
Yeah, Greninja's
like,
an option.
Greninja itself is like 122.
Yeah.
I think. And I know it gets higher when it's Ash Greninja. And I am trying to think of a mega evolution that's water type and becomes really, really, really fast.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do too. Real quick, what megas do we have?
I mean, water types, we have the starters that don't go fast unless you count Swift Swim and it's not a base stat.
Yeah.
And you have, not that one. I mean, Primal Kyogre is, I don't think is faster than Ash Greninja.
Of course not.
No. Fast water types.
Yeah, there's not much.
Not many, because many of them make up for that with Aqua Jet.
Yeah.
I'm going to need an answer.
Let's go with Ash Greninja.
Yeah.
Ash Greninja is correct. It is the fastest water-type Pokemon with a base speed of 132. It is followed up by regular Greninja with a base speed of 122. And it is later followed up by Starmie at 115.
I thought of Starmie, but I thought that there's no way Starmie could have been faster than Greninja.
No.
So Ash Greninja is correct. So that gives you guys 5 points today. You guys didn't do too bad.
Not
bad.
Mr.
Shelmet question.
International high five.
Scrawn will probably call shenanigans because I didn't use his hint. But
well, what's his hint?
His hint for that Kingler one, I don't have it right in front of me, but it had to do with being able to buy a sculpture or something of it on a certain road in Japan. And so it's like, I'm sure they won't be able to get it. Yeah, that's why I changed it.
To be honest, the Gen 1 answer didn't help me. It was the fact that you also said that Chuck was a Gen 2 gym leader.
Yeah.
That's what made me remember in the anime.
I only saw the Indigo League, so.
Oh, man. That should change. Okay, so let me resort everybody. All right, so the standings currently, this is a race to 30, remember everyone, for coasters. Dr. Shamu is still in first place with 28 points.
Damn.
Scrawn and Fluffiest are tied for second with 20 points.
Nice.
Jushiro, you've moved up to fourth place with 15 points.
I don't even remember how I got the other 10 points.
Maximus is in fifth place with 11 points. Bo and Viger are tied for sixth with 9 points. Snag is in eighth place with 7. And Ethan is tied with Beaverlaw and Sublime for 5 points. So there we go. Everybody else has left to get it on the board.
And welcome back to the Puckle Pokey Quiz, where we are going to test our co-host's innate Pokemon knowledge. So of course, gentlemen, close your browsers, put them down. No help. This has come just from what you know about Pokemon at this moment. Now I'm really in my own realm. This is because, of course, folks, here's my plug for Puckle Game Corner, which is actually going to come out this week. We have an excellent episode coming up, so make sure you tune in on Thursday to hear that. Let's go ahead and go over the rules really quickly. There will be 5 questions, one of which is going to have a bonus point. You have 1 minute to answer each question, and you have one hint available. If you get all the questions right and do not use the hint, you will earn an additional point. And just to give everybody a recap, Shamu is at 28 points. It's at 30 points where we crown a winner and they receive some sweet Pokemon coasters. And Scrawn is tied for second right now with 20 points. So that's where we stand with this.
So you see, I'm in a tricky position here.
Don't you dare. I want to swear, but I won't just for this.
You know, we'll talk to Thatch and see if we can make this happen. But
for example, what is the first generation water type starter?
Chikorita.
we're accepting that answer, Scrawn. Let's move on to the next one. we'll talk to Thatch. I think he might be on board with this, but what we may be able to do is anyone who helps the winner get to the next level will be able to carry on those points into the next round.
I like that idea.
I mean, that's what we did last time with Whimsicott helping Gator, so... Well, we have to wait for the big guy's official call on that, but... But hey, folks, here's a secret. Whatever points they get, I get too. So those will carry on for me also. So,
Well, whatever.
No, I've given you guys what I think are some genuinely good trivia questions. I'm pretty pleased with these ones. So,
well, let's see. Let's see how good they are.
So let's go with the first one. Pokemon Gold, Silver, and Crystal and their remakes are beloved games by many trainers and players. In order to traverse this entire region, of course, you need the HM Surf, back when HMs were a thing. Where do you get Surf in these Pokemon games?
Okay, so this is the game.
Isn't it in, like, Ecruteak or something like that? Or am I, like, not thinking right?
You need it to cross the water at Olivine City.
Yeah, I remember you get something in Ecruteak from the Kimono Girls, I thought.
Yeah, from the Kimono Girls. Okay, well, that's a good fallback. Let's try to think of this critically.
Remember, that was something in every game, and you actually got some... Oh, that might have been the Gold Wing or the Silver Wing.
It's definitely not in the city with Price, because that's...
No, it's... That's way... Yeah, it's not too late in the game.
It's either before or after, depending on where you wanted to go. You don't need to go to Lake of Rage, so we're talking before. Maybe in Olivine? I don't think it is in Olivine. 15 seconds left, guys.
Do we need the city location, or do we need a lot more detail?
I would need a little bit more detail than just the city.
Shoot.
Okay. One sec. How about Kimono Girls at Critique City?
Is that your final answer?
Well, we ran out of time, so.
And that is correct, yes.
Oh,
nice one.
Oh, look at you. Is that your final answering is us? I can't speak properly. It's 6 a.m.
Yeah, that's exactly nice it. Question. By the Kimono Girls manager gives you the HM Surf after defeating them, or in the remakes, it's after beating a Rocket Grunt. So, all right, nice work. That's 1 point. The next question. The Battle Frontier in Hoenn was found exclusively in Pokemon Emerald and sadly did not make an appearance in the remakes. This place is mostly known for several unique ways of battling, but you can also catch a Pokemon at the Battle Frontier.
Sudowoodo.
What Pokemon
Up, Samu. There are two Pokemon you can catch there, so hold the up.
Yeah, there is, yeah. Oh,
I'm going to have to throw in a whole bunch of Eevee sounds.
Finish the question.
There's another way. Oh, what was that?
Please, Snag, finish the question.
You can catch a Pokemon at the Battle Frontier. What Pokemon is that?
Okay. It's singular. It's Sudowoodo. Otherwise, it's Smeargle.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
The question is phrased, it's Sudowoodo. That's our final answer.
And that is correct.
Actually, Chikorita.
Because Smeargle's in a cave, technically, I believe, right? Or my
Smeargles are in Artisan Cave. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's technically not Battle Frontier.
Yeah, let me just verify really quickly here. The answer I was looking for was Sudowoodo, and if you hit a Bulbapedia, it says the only thing at Battle Frontier is Sudowoodo, but nevertheless, you know both of them. I'm gonna look this up just because I'm interested, and yeah, I can't have my browser open. So
because at the bottom of the Bamba's Frontier, you can like surf into Artisan Cave or something like that.
Yeah, Artisan Cave.
That's where you get Smeargle.
I spent so long surfing in the water, thinking that something rare would appear, but nothing would.
Oh man, yeah. The things we did in Pokemon games just because. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right. Yes, you are correct on both accounts. I'm not giving any additional bonus points, but heck, you don't need it at this point. So
here, so you can give us half a point, and he can't do a thing about it.
No, give us half a point, and then we'll each have an extra point because we already earned half a point. I think you're here with me, Scum. You both earned half a point.
No,
oh, I have another point.
No, that would just ruin my chances of getting my points carried over.
All right.
So let's not do that.
Question number 3, and this is where you can earn your bonus point. Dunsparce is a relatively rare Pokemon, only found in a few select places. But I'm talking specifically about Generation 3. It can only be obtained in two places. In order to get, it'll be 1 point for each place. So where are those places where you can catch Dunsparce in Generation 3?
Okay, I know the answer to one of these.
Including Emerald? I'm assuming, right?
Any Generation 3 game.
Okay, it's, Safari Zone, well, I believe.
Absolutely. Another one is Three Island.
Mm. Oh, that would be, oh yeah, that would be,
yeah,
Heart Gold or Ruby, whatever. That's now the Red and Green. But I remember Emerald.
Fire Red and Leaf Green.
That's what they're called.
Fire,
yeah.
Red and Leaf Green.
It's
Fire Red and Leaf Green. You can get Dunsparce on Three Island. Is it Three Island? It's the one where
I feel like Stubby Island would be a close enough answer, to be perfectly honest, because I wouldn't even know which island it is.
It would Sevi Islands be close enough?
I would require more details than
just. Okay, Shamu, what island is the Hypno on with the Berry Forest?
I think it's Three Island, because that's the last island you can get to, and then they open up the rest of them. Yeah. That's Three Islands part of the story, I believe.
You guys give me about 15 more seconds.
Okay, and Safari Zone in which game?
Emerald, after you get the National Dex, I believe, or like, because Emerald opened up that Safari Zone.
Can you get Dunsparce there? I don't remember that.
Because it gives you a lot of Gen 2 Pokemon.
Maybe we're overthinking this. Is it in Colosseum or Gale of Darkness?
Well, that was supposed to be generated.
We're going to need an answer, your final answers for these here, gentlemen.
Okay, well, one of our answers is Three Island.
That is correct.
It is in XD Gale of Darkness or Colosseum. I just don't remember which one.
Let's go with Gale of Darkness. I don't remember in Colosseum.
That part is incorrect. It is Colosseum.
God.
Another EV sound. All right.
This is pretty tame compared to most Thatchless episodes. We know Thatch is going to be listening to this expecting.
Of course, yes. He'll be listening for everything. But he can.
Well, I've got two words for you, Thatch. I didn't act. Yeah, okay.
All right. This next question was submitted.
Wait, was Three Island right?
Yeah, Three Island was correct. Okay. Yep. But
you're welcome. Enjoy those coasters, courtesy of Scrot.
Well, he earned it already by question two, so.
I'm messing with him, man.
All right, the next question. This question was submitted by Sometimes I Fly, and I thought this was a really interesting question that I haven't really thought that much about. Minior is a Pokemon from Alola that comes in a variety of colors. But what color is shiny Minior?
Black.
Okay, apparently Snake can't come up with any questions to stump Shamu.
I'm sorry.
Because it's like green, blue, pink, and there's either one other color, and then the black. Shiny's black.
I know
shiny's black. I'm thinking about the other color that you can get.
Yeah.
I don't even think of the yellow as a normal color, but shiny is black.
Yeah, and, it's black. And also for our listeners, black is an acceptable answer, but it also has flecks of like the other colors amongst it. So.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the last question. As a reminder, you folks have not used your hint yet, so you're actually lining up to get the bonus point for a total of 6 points for the show if you choose not to use your hint. And I picked this one for you, Scrawn. Shamu. And I think this is a lot of fun. Shuckle has the highest combination of defense and special defense with a total of 460. But this question actually isn't about Shuckle. This question is, what rock-type Pokemon has the next highest combination of these two stats?
Okay, so next rock-type was the highest special, like, combined defenses.
Combined defenses, yes.
Regirock is there with, up there with 300. What else is there? Aggron has, I think it's got 200 base. No, it's not B200. No, Aggron.
Its special defense is still pretty low, though.
No, yeah. Regirock's already above it. Diancie and Carbink both have 150, though. They're both at 300.
What about Mega Diancie?
Mega Diancie has lower defenses. It's both with a special attack, I believe, and attack and stuff like that.
Okay, gotcha.
But, so they're both at 300. Minior's still below that. The other rock types that are really defensive. Rhyperior is too low. Let's see. Rock type. Paratarth below
15,
that.
You've got 15 seconds if you want to, unless you want to use your hint.
Let's use the hint, I think.
That's fine by me. Yeah, let's use the hint. Because if we lose it, we lose a point. We lose 2 points, so.
The hint is that you haven't named this Pokemon yet.
That's not much of a... Okay.
Well, no, it's a pretty good hint, actually. That's...
It works.
Gigalith
wouldn't be there. Gigalith is below 300. We have to think of something that's like, incredibly high. I know Onyx is below there. I initially think Steelix, but Steelix is not a rock type. It's a ground type. Possible rock, Megas, or legendaries. I can't, like, Terrakion wouldn't be there. Lunatone, Solrock, they're not there. Golem wouldn't be there.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Let's see. It's tricky.
15 seconds. We'll need an answer from you pretty quickly here.
Oh, I don't even know.
I must keep thinking.
Not a Marlda, not a Cradily, not a... Wouldn't be... Relicant. Because everything I'm thinking of has below 150 for each of the defenses.
Auroras? Maybe?
No, it's got like 110. It's just not there.
Alright, we need an answer from you guys.
I don't have anything.
Cradily. No, Geodude. It's Geodude.
Get Geodude.
It's Geodude.
It is not Geodude. The third highest one, by the way, you did mention Regirock, which would be the third highest with this combination with 300. But Bastiodon has a defense of 168.
Oh, it's got special defense of like 140 something.
138, and yeah. So its total is 306.
Oh, I forgot about Bastiodon.
Haha, I did it.
We started.
I remember Bastiodon too. I just didn't remember its defensive stats. I just didn't.
Yeah.
Alright, so with that, Shamu, you have earned an additional 4 points, putting your total at 32 points, meaning that you did win this round of the Puckle Pokey Quiz. Strawn, you and I have earned 4 points, and as long as Thatch is okay with it, that will cycle on into the next round. So.
Sigoi.
Alright, so congratulations. Good job, guys. I thought I would have stumped you on more than just that last one, but...
Congratulations, Shamu, on being on almost every show.
You're welcome. Can I get that, like, mounted on my wall? Like, can you get me a plaque?
like a plaque that says, congratulations, Shamu, for being on almost every show.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah.
I'm not sure if the listeners have noticed, and I'm not calling him out or anything, but I just found it very interesting that the previous winner of the previous two Poke Puckle quiz challenges was Gator, and he wasn't on at all in the stretch. He earned 0 points. So, but hey, that's
he was granting us mercy.
Yes, exactly. He is laying in wait.
Sure, yes.
He's been on the TCG cast a lot.
So,
anyways, if your favorite host is Gator and you're wondering where he went, it's in the TCG cast. People.
And you have 3 hours of him to listen to. All right. Well, congratulations, Shamu.
We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast, or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our Tee Public store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip flop.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit UH1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.